The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency conceded in federal court that it failed to properly regulate certain aspects of coke ovens, like U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works outside of Pittsburgh. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant has been looking into this. Hey, Julie, what can you tell us about the case?
Penn Future and three other environmental groups sued the Environmental Protection Agency, claiming that it's failed to regulate pollution from certain aspects of coke ovens, as it's required to do under the Clean Air Act.
We should say that coke ovens are used in the process of converting the raw material, coal, into coke, which is the fuel used to produce steel.
Right. And different parts of that coke-making process are at issue in this case. Here's how Penn Future's Abby Jones sees it.
Coking operations like Clairton Coke Works produce more than 40 highly toxic air pollutants, and these cause not only breathing problems in the community, but also include known carcinogens that destroy air quality and cause, frankly, devastating health complications for the communities.
And Penn Future and the other groups say EPA has not done its job. For each part of the industrial process, the Clean Air Act directs EPA to take a two-phase approach to regulation. First, EPA requires that industry use the best available technology for controlling pollution. This is supposed to be updated every 8 years. And second, the agency is expected to assess the risks posed to the nearby community to determine if additional restrictions should be imposed.
So when coal is heated at very high temperatures to create coke, the coke needs to be cooled.
Right. That part of the process is called quenching. And Abby Jones at Penn Future says EPA hasn't been regulating it.
They've never even done the initial risk assessment or technology-based standard review. And so we challenge their failure to set the initial standards and to revise the standards as necessary.
And what did the federal court say?
Well, the EPA actually conceded that it had not created these standards or done a risk assessment. The agency also admitted that it's been 15 years since it updated the technology-based standards on coke oven batteries. That's what they call a group of ovens at these facilities.
From this lawsuit, we are finally getting a revised technology-based standards review for the coke oven batteries. So taken together, these are going to hopefully result in much more protective standards being set by EPA for these coke oven facilities.
So did the environmental groups get everything they wanted in the lawsuit?
No, they didn't. In addition to seeking new technology standards for coke oven batteries, the lawsuit wanted EPA to also do a new risk assessment of the pollution they create. The agency countered that the Clean Air Act does not require this, and the federal court ruled that it did not have the jurisdiction to decide the issue. Still, Jones says Penn Future sees this all as a victory for public health.
Well, the Clairton Coke Works is located in what's known as an environmental justice area, meaning it has a certain percentage of residents who are people of color and or live in poverty.
Yeah, and Jones says Coke Works are often located in environmental justice communities.
I believe that we owe it to communities like Clairton, like Allegheny County, and other EJ communities across Pennsylvania to do everything in our power that we can to cut these toxic and hazardous emissions that are spewing from the facilities that have for too long overburdened these communities. We're hopeful, I think, that this court order will have a real and meaningful impact on the frontline communities that disproportionately suffer the impacts of this kind of pollution.
The court has given EPA 30 months to create and update the standards.
That's the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant. Thanks, Julie.
Sure thing, Kara.
There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple.